This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Let us give our children first time to be able to clear to the glory of God. Let us celebrate our children. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them. Yeah. I see that the person in charge of time is wise because I'm still on their time. I bless the Lord. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. I see you remember. In case you don't remember, you say Amina. Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
Amina.
Yeah, you have to learn our language. You have forced us to sing your songs. Yeah? There is no worship in Kenya if it doesn't have a touch of Nigeria. So I vowed that when I come here, if you don't sing, we will begin with talking. Then we will eventually learn to singing. Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
Amina.
Yes, feel the way we feel. Hallelujah. Please, I would request the person on the piano, by the grace of God. Help me, sir. Yeah. This is how people feel over here. Orders are given and they are done with immediate effect. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. In case it's your first time to come across my ministration, my name is C.W. John. And I come from the nation of Kenya. It is my great privilege to be here in my second home that Jehovah chose for me. And this is the nation of Nigeria. Thank you very much, Nigeria. On behalf of all the delegates, we bless the name. There is a secret place I have found. Just play that. There's a light that I'm looking. The psalmist is here. So I have to be humble. In case you notice the ministration is going to come strong, please remember that it comes from a broken place. Okay? And I request that you pray for me as I make reference to the things of God. I don't know if the Lord is using me. I consider myself very lowly to claim to be used by Jesus. So be the judge of what you perceive. How be it that Jehovah will make known his mysteries in the next few minutes in Jesus' name. I bring you greetings from a chariot that Jehovah gave us in Kenya. A great person that has motivated the things of God, and through this person we continue to soldier on in the things of God. Please receive the greetings personally of Her Excellency, the First Lady of the Republic of Kenya, Mama Rachel Ruto. Hallelujah. Second of all, I'm a married man and we are entering 10 years now. And we bless the Lord. So I had to say that because my wife is not here, but you remember the balance conversation. Do you remember the balance? I speak in parables. So that I can bring balance, our father knows and my father knows the reason why my wife is not here. We are doing a very little project, a chicken house. So she had to be my eyes on the other side. So receive the greetings of my wife, the only lady. The only lady. I promise you. hallelujah. And obviously she had the Love Center in Kenya. Thank you so much, sir. It's a great privilege to stand here. It is truly a risk. I pray that it will turn out properly. 1 Corinthians, and to our dear mommy, thank you very much. 1 Corinthians 3:10, I'm going to be tackling the concept of grace from the building angle. Is that okay? Remember to pray for me. Don't be wowed. If you don't pray, I won't talk much. So I like moving in prayer. So 1 Corinthians 3:10. Can we quickly, because of time, continue? What does it say? Kindly read. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. So this is a scripture that brings into summary, in as much as God is going to bless us, in as much as God is going to lift us, in as much as God is going to elevate us and do all those things he's going to do, part of the things we need to understand about the structure of grace is how grace is effectively used to build. And without that grace, whatever people are building cannot be effective, because the foundation that we claim to stand upon do not stand on any authority that doesn't have grace as authenticity. So the writer of this scripture begins to explain to us the reason as to why, if you are going to build an effective church. In fact, the book of James chapter 3, Jemo, we call it Jemo. Jemo began to tell us the kind of way that we are going to build. Number one, he says that, I pray, I would not have that all of you should teach. Now tell your neighbor, you can be a saint. In fact, we are all saints. But to teach, it takes beyond being a saint. Saint is the basics, the kindergarten of the conversation. It is once you are called into that light that Jehovah might, not will, might decide to use you to teach. And it's because of lacking that ability to siphon the building that is erected by grace that we tend to bring about errors in the body of Christ. And that's why we have a lot of prophet liars, seers that don't see anything apart from bank accounts. And I tell people, if you notice that the man of God ends a conversation with money, he's in the wrong business. He's good, but he's a businessman. He's lost. He's lost. He shouldn't be standing on the altar claiming to be a man of God. But because it's only in the church arena where we are served with people that are not qualified for anything. You just wake up, you had a dream, and you saw an angel do this. Then you now took two speakers and two ladies to sing, and then you call yourself ministry. It is because of that. I want to ask you a question, my generation. When you are sick, assuming, because it's very rare here, assuming the people outside, not you, are sick, do you realize that you go to the hospital that is trusted? True or false? Answer me. True or false? Now, the reason why you go to that hospital, you will meet a doctor that has a tag. The reason why you can share everything with that doctor is because that doctor has been qualified. He doesn't just assume power and begin to treat people on the basis of head knowledge, or rather what he has perceived in the spirit. No, he perceived it, he went through training, then he came out as a teacher to the next generation. It is only as pastors that we receive it, but we don't go through training. So the day the man dreamt and he saw himself in an auditorium, the next day he went to the auditorium and thus said the Lord. Ask your neighbor, which God is saying? And because we lack that ability to check ourselves once and another, we lack the grace to continue as wise master builders. It's not just about building. Now, in case you are not aware, I happen to be in the building space. I understand one or two things about building. There is one thing about building, and there's another thing about being a master builder. You see, a master builder is into details. Nothing escapes him. So assuming you are a pastor and you are into fornication, you are not a master builder. You are still a builder, but you do not understand that what you are doing now, you don't see 20 years from now the effect that that thing can bring on yourself. So you are not a wise builder. You are a builder, but there is no wisdom, because wisdom is futuristic. It enters into the future and brings into the current and gives you an alignment based on the current, how you should walk in your future. So if you are going to build effectively, there is a secret place I have found. What is this place? A place where we build effectively. Now, because there is grace to build, I want to take it higher to the second phase. Hallelujah. First is Isaiah 51. Because we have seen that now we can use grace to build. Let us see, what do we build with grace? The kind of church that should come out of that kind of an arrangement. Isaiah 51. Can you kindly read it with me? It says, hearken to me, ye that follow after. This is not a scripture for everyone. So tell your neighbor, if you're not following after righteousness, don't say this scripture. Tell your neighbor. This is not a scripture for people that are just, they are just born again. That all you have to your knowledge is born again. No. Are you following into the full steps of your salvation? Then this is for you. It says, hearken to me, ye that follow. Ilave no brohon, skilaba na tupeli, na pahile menko, dogo mataya. Inkoventus kiskofala di meratu kuprehesiza za lito mandia kombai tola. Eniku pesusale via mek. Aitumbe bilusi salito menekeila. I see the Lord. He says, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord. two conditions there, following after righteousness. If you begin to follow after righteousness, you will end in seeking the Lord. It's not my day. It's not my day. The day will come. Look unto the rock through which ye were hewn, and to the hole of the pit you were dug. Now, 10 years ago, I used to work in a quarry. So in order for you to understand this, you must really go to the subject matter. I used to work in a quarry, and probably I don't know what 79 shillings to your nation is, probably 300 naira a day. That's the job I used to do, apart from being a dog feeder. I don't want to tell you that part. How I fed dogs, and I found my wife as a dog feeder. Thank God she didn't. Women, stop denying dog feeders. Look at what they have become today. It is only you that wants a Range Rover. Be the Range Rover. Carry the man to destiny. Carry the man. If you happen to work in a quarry, please don't. We will clap. Okay, 1, 2, 3, clap. Don't clap. I don't have time. Now, because of that, because if you have happened to work in a quarry, you will understand how the systems of a quarry work. You used to take we call it in my nation, baruti, the things that explode. I'm not good in English. Jehovah is helping me. You create a hole in the rock, specific hole, and then you, if it's, depending on the size of the rock you want, is the holes you will create. And once you create a symphony of the blasts, you light it. The rock will actually cut based on the symphony of the what? You are not hearing me. Based on the symphony of the what? Of the blast. Now, that rock that has come out. Do you remember when Jesus told Peter, your name is Peter? And then that he says, rock. Peter means rock. And upon this rock, I will build my church. I've seen a lot of people teach error. The church is not built on Peter. Give me time. If you happen to work in a quarry, you will understand that the system of rocks is in two types. There is what you call Petros. That is the name Peter. His name means Petros. Petros simply means not solid, but came from, but not solid. The second rock there is called Petra. When you put the symphony of the blast, when you remove that rock from the rock that which it came from, that is what you call Petra. The rock that has been removed from the rock is what you call Petros. So because Peter was coming out of God, he stands as Petros, not Petra. So Jesus now told him, in order for me to build with you, I must make you rock like me. You are rock, but you are not the rock, but you are rock. I just happen to blow you out of heaven so that I can lend you to art, so that you can work for me and come back to the rock. So when Peter was now told upon this rock, he was telling him, in case you begin to build, who has ever, I see in your nation you use bricks. We don't use bricks. We use solid rock. If you begin to take one rock, can you boast that you can build a whole building? Answer me. Can you build a whole building with one rock? So Peter was now told, you are going to be a type of rock that came from the rock. Because what I'm about to build, only rocks can survive with it. So I'm going to take a little bit of you, set it here. Then I'm going to take a little bit of him, set it here. Then I'm going to take a little bit of her, set it here. So before you know, we have the first line of Petros. But that Petros stands on Petra. So he now says, upon this rock, Petra, unmovable. If you read the Greek word, Petros and Petra are in the Greek. Petra means immovable, unshakable. If the foundations be shaken, what will the righteous do? The writer of that statement seems to brag that it's impossible for the foundations to be shaken. Because Petra can never shake. In fact, Petra is what brings earthquake. The quaking of the earth. Petra is still Petra. It's only Petros up here that lose formation. But when you go down foundation, Petra is still Petra. Whether there is earthquake, whether there is water quake, and all the quakes you want to talk about, Petra is Petra. Petros is the one that shakes. So the Lord says you're going to be like a wise master builder if you take your Petros and establish it in Petra. So that when the evil one comes, it is only people that say, oh, I'm attacked. I'm what? It's okay to be attacked only if you are a babe. When you begin to build your house on Petra, Satan cannot even penetrate to get to you. Petros cannot find Satan because Petros stands on Petra. So the grace of God is going to develop the church of the end time to begin to function as little Petras as Petros. And the goal is not jealousy, because if you are jealous of your neighbor, the building will not stand. Because one rock cannot form a building. So we will need to be Petros, many Petros, that understand the concept of standing on Petra. Inavimenuza salito brahadime. Sailumbina lakino beria hape. Naivelos is a ledo brahanskif alido menia palia paliti. So the Lord is calling Petros by grace. Petros. He's calling Petros. And he's saying that in case I am in Nigeria, don't say, why is it that it's only that man? Who are you? Who are you? Do you have the grace to bring Petros? Have you found yourself Petra? Is your ministry established on Petra? Because what will the righteous do if the foundations be shaken? Listen to me, righteous people. You are a little rock, but you must find yourself, and your value is on the bigger rock. And any Petros that finds Petra, it's impossible for your business to shake. It's impossible for your ministry to shake. It's impossible for your marriage to shake, because there is no earthquake big enough to distort Petra. There is no earthquake big enough to destroy Petra. So by the time you now sit, let me use the three of you. Quickly, my time is 5 minutes. Huh? Okay, all of you on the front line, come quickly. Let's make you famous. Maybe someone has prayed. Now, listen to me. As long as this Petra, go to the end. Okay, brother. As long as that Petra is there, Petros, and this Petros is here, please find your own locations. Dismantle your lives. In as much as the wise master builder wants to build, he will need first of all to become a magnet. He will need to tell all these people, look here, all of you, I am Petra. Y'all are Petros. So the goal is to bring you to me. And as you keep coming to me, I will build something upon this rock. Now do you understand? I will build my church, and the gates of hell prevaileth not against it. Listen to me. You can be one prophet alone. You don't mean anything to Satan. What if you are happy that you are the only one prophesying, and you're happy when people tell you, when you prophesy, I die. Hey. So what if you die? What is left of the generation? You see, you don't understand the concept of Christ and the church. So let me explain to you. The more you find me, all of you are going to come to. Look at what will happen. I'm Petra, Jesus. Now I begin to call all of you from your different lands. One is coming from Kenya, Eritrea, Gabon, wherever you came from. Now begin to come. You might think you are coming to our father Apostle Arome. No, he too is Petros. But because he's the only Petros that has aligned properly, so God will use our Petros to bring all of you to Petra. So as you keep coming, what God is forming is a church that cannot be shaken. And as long as, go back to where you are, as long as the church is this way, Satan can find loopholes to the strongest of your own. But as long as the church, oh, who wants to play Satan? Ah, see. Okay, Karen, good. Even the color is correct. May the Lord bless you. Now, keep coming. As long as you are there, now begin to find loopholes quickly. Ooh, 3 minutes. No, wait. Go back. Hey. Now begin to find loopholes. Enter through anywhere you are seeing. See, look at what Satan is doing. No, wait. Go back. You are not understanding. Satan enter. Because there are loopholes. Petros is still standing as Petros. You think you are the only, you like being the only prophet. You like being the only apostle. But listen to me. That's why you are fond of attacks. Because you are standing alone. I used to guard one of the prominent people in my nation. I have an understanding of what it means to fire. I speak like that because my father knows. I know what it means to fire weapons heavily. I know what it means to protect till death. Don't play. And the only way, no matter how strong I am, an army, because as long as I'm looking forward, I can't see my back. Do you remember the four beasts in heaven? And one had eyes all over. Do you know the meaning of that? It's to tell you God sees everywhere. That's the purpose of that angel. To remind creation that God doesn't turn his head. God sees everywhere. That's why you saw the angel, that beast that looks everywhere. It's to tell you the eye of God is on every person and everything he created. So because of that, if you begin to, even if I have a great weapon, only my direction will not have evil. You think Satan is foolish enough to come through a direction that is already guarded? Satan will come where you are not guarded. And this is why he will, the best of us will have impact. I married a woman that didn't know how to pray. She learned how to pray by force, by everything possible. Nowadays, my wife, sometimes I sleep, I leave her praying. Parata, atume, atume, bialapusa. When I married her, her tongues were kakakule. You know, even tongues can tell you your realm. Kakakule is not... Listen, as you grow... Listen, I'm not motivating you. I'm not a motivational speaker. I tell you the truth. As a man that has walked the realm of marriage, I know what I'm saying. Husbands, listen to me. If you are the only man anointed in your family, you are at risk. You are at risk. Hey, you are at risk. When your wife is anointed with you, when Satan tries to use a girl... I want to serve you. Serve me. We are because you have taught your wife how to walk. And this is one of the reasons why Satan found Eve, is to tell you that Adam was not talking to Eve. And Satan will always look at the weak point, which is the woman. That's why the Bible calls her the weaker vessel, the one that easily subscribes to the things of darkness. So as you keep growing, go back our current, that one. When Jesus begins to call, knowing that it's Petra. So what is he doing in this season? Please keep coming. There's a secret place I have found. There's a life that I'm looking for. It's my version. Yet in you I live and move and have my being. He will now come to the center. Because all of them are standing on Petra. Remember the scripture. If the foundations be, what will the righteous? Now I want to ask you a question. Who can touch one of these little ones that are standing as Petros, that are standing on Petra? Tell your neighbor, the reason why Satan is always at your doorstep is because you are alone. You are alone in the wilderness. You are alone. You are easily accessible. Now, where is our current human that serves us? Now try to penetrate. Now, all of you, take one hand, connect to me, leave your neighbor, touch me, leave your neighbor. Your neighbor is Petros like you. I don't know if you're going to understand. I know my time is up. Now, they are holding on to Petra. So the solidity of Petros is defined by the solidity of Petra. This cannot be shaken. Now, Satan, try to shake Petros. He knows he can't get to Petra, but he can attempt Petros. And if that Petros is continually connected to Petra, Satan cannot touch that Petros. He can't be movable. Now, Satan, try to move Petros that is connected to Petra. Move, try to move any Petros. So where, look at what they are holding on. Where is your strength coming from? Notice, no answer me. Where is your strength coming from?
Petra.
Can you tell your neighbor, find your Petra. And hold on to him even if it means death.
Hold on.
There's a secret place I have found. Petra. Ooh.
Satan, try to attempt. Parumbe nabila sidofe.
It's a good time to pray. Father, can you make your grace? Can you connect me to Petra?
Adombonakai.
Please forgive me. I didn't expect it. Forgive me. Can you tell your neighbor? I know you want a great ministry. Little Petros, find Petra and connect. Stay there. Even if nothing is working, stay there. Can you talk? Can you tell Lord? This grace that you have released today, let me use it to get to Petra, immovable. Build me on that solid foundation. Ooh, there's a secret place I have found. Petra. There's a life that I'm looking for. Yet in you, I live and move, and I might be Agabah. Oh, Petra, oh, Yaba, oh, give me a minute. Let's pray.
What a petukab, impreskuska fadadi menia, adombonakaya, baratakabe, impreskuska tabe, iramana bambunezi, siaka, patukabe.
atome na dumbe atekupa apres kuska fadadia epedegedemo via mande luga bariatabe asekeda. Give me the grace to connect to you till death, till death, till death, till death, till death, till death. I will stay with Jesus. I am a little Petros. Petra, help me. I am a little man. Petra, fiame. What? Hey.
Simbeludi.
Abirogatias. Hey. Asumene. Anemonabane. Asebedagale. Esopregina. Baito la makampod. Arubeba. Wadadada. Aparakada. Atekata. 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 Ataka. 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 Wade. Wade. Ataka. Ataka.
Is beginning to rise. Stir yourself in the Holy Spirit. Stir yourself in the Holy Spirit. Stir yourself in the Holy Ghost. Something is rising. 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 Stay yourself. Stay yourself. Stay yourself. Stay yourself. In the Holy Ghost. We go beyond limitations. We go beyond hindrance. Stay yourself.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.